You're with the BBC. This is Science in Action. Many human diseases evolved in other animals first. They can be what is referred to as reservoirs for diseases, which can then jump the species barrier. Think about swine flu, bird flu, or even HIV, which is thought to have originated in chimps. They are all zoonotic viruses. Some animals are better reservoir for these nasty diseases than others. So which one should we be worried about? New research this week shows that bats can be uniquely dangerous.
In recent years, bats have been found to be the reservoirs of some really nasty viruses, such as SARS coronavirus, Ebola, Nipah, and Hendra viruses. So consequently, there's been a lot of speculation that bats might be special in some way, that they might be better reservoirs of these really nasty viruses than some other host groups.
Biologist Dr. Angela Lewis from Colorado State University in the U.S. set out to try to quantify just how many viruses are carried by all species of bats, as well as those carried by what may seem to you and me to be more typical hosts of disease, rats and mice, the rodents.
Overall, we identified 61 zoonotic viruses in bats and 68 in rodents. So rodents host more zoonotic viruses overall. But given that there are twice as many rodent species as bat species, there turns out to be a significantly higher number of zoonotic viruses per species in bats than in rodents.
Which means that on a species-by-species basis, bats do host more of these viruses than rats and mice. So what is it about them that makes them such natural reservoirs of disease?
There has been a number of things proposed that might make bats better reservoirs of these nasty viruses. Some of the things include being evolutionarily old. They're a diverse group of species. There's a lot of different species of bats. Some species hibernate, and that's thought to maybe affect their ability to host these viruses.
And on top of that, it seems that bats tend to mingle a lot with other bat species, more than rodents do, so viruses are easily passed between them. So these new findings shed light on how new diseases emerge and how they're spread between species. So they could help predict where future infectious viral diseases may originate. And it certainly spells out that we should perhaps be mindful of this when we come into contact with bats. But it's no reason to wage a war on these small flying mammals.
These are animals that we really need to conserve. They provide important ecological services across the globe. Here in the U.S., estimates suggest bats contribute more than $3 billion to the U.S. agricultural economy each year in pest consumption alone. And my favorite example is the blue agave. It's pollinated by the Mexican long-nosed bat and is the basis of tequila. So without this species, we might not have tequila.
Dr. Angela Lewis, so bats bring us disease, but also drinks. The hope is that a better understanding of animal hosts for diseases that jump species barriers will lead to better methods for prevention.